This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, oh man. Terrible. All right, we'll get to that in just a second. Let me just mention the text data real quick here, okay?
Sorry, I didn't
because,
know you turned on the mic.
Because I put the question out there that, you know, yesterday we were all celebrating, man. America looks good. We're proud. We brought the astronauts home, and they are safe. They don't look so good, but they're safe.
Right.
They're safe. And they're back here after 9 months up there. And then I started seeing what people were saying. It's fake. That Elon Musk, he didn't do this. It's fake. It's fake. So I put it out there for Texnado, and the majority, 99.9% of you, believe it's real.
Yeah, so okay, that makes me feel better. So
me too.
I guess those just went viral for viral sake, right? The ones that thought that it was fake.
You're a smart audience.
You really are.
Thank you.
You really are.
Thank
and you know who else is smart? This guy. I'm pointing at me.
I got to tell you
I'm
right
sitting
now.
In a room with two, what do you guys call them? Poopoers.
I poo-pooed your...
You guys are poo-pooing my bracket.
Well, because some of them just don't make any... I mean, I don't know a thing about basketball, but I even know they don't make sense.
Georgia and Gonzalez. I picked Georgia.
Gonzaga.
See?
Not Gonzalez.
That's why I didn't even know them. Because they suck. Gonzaga. And so Georgia is a way better team.
Look, Gonzaga is not what they were...
Yeah, exactly.
...over the last few years.
Exactly.
Nowhere near.
They're Gonzaga.
Georgia, SEC team... It could be a good game,
Jamie. Gun stupid.
That's, yeah, but that's not the one that you.
Then I picked St. Louis. I picked SIUE, St. Louis. I mean, why do I keep saying St. Louis?
Southern Illinois.
Yeah, Southern Illinois, yep. Edwardsville over Georgia.
Okay. Look.
That might have not been my best choice.
I believe. You screwed it up way before that.
I did not.
First of all, you don't have a snowball's chance in hell right now, okay? Because you picked Southern Illinois to beat Houston. Houston has been a number one team in America for almost the entire season. And here you've picked your Southern Illinois to win that. Now, let's just say you did.
They're a bracket buster, duh.
Yeah, buster. The only bracket they're going to bust is yours because they're about to get their ass kicked.
And
all right?
Then I have in the final, Michigan and Wisconsin, and Michigan State's going to win.
Terrible.
No.
Terrible pick. That's terrible.
Michigan State and Wisconsin?
You're not going to get those two teams in there because they're both in the same conference. The odds are very slim. Very slim.
What? Yeah. No, it's
both,
not.
Yeah, they are. They're both Big Ten.
The bracket goes that way.
No. They're in different brackets, but they're both out of the Big Ten. See, oh, my God.
What?
Trying to explain this.
I'm just saying, go ride through for MSU. Da, 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 da.
Jamie has an old ex that went to MSU, Spartan. So all of a sudden she's a Spartan.
He's my ex-husband. Not just an old ex. I married him.
But he's still an ex. You got to let it go.
I'm a Spartan,
man. You got to let the Spartan go.
I'm a Spartan by injection.
She literally has one of those Spartan helmets on right now here in the studio, holding a sword.
Because I am a Spartan. I am a
it's
Spartan.
It's a conversation opener.
Take the helmet off.
Remember what happened?
You're not a Spartan. Your ex-husband was.
Right, but remember what happened? He's like, oh my God, I miss you so much. Let's go on vacation. I'm like, okay. Let's
remember
go
when
July.
I sang the fight song at our wedding?
And then remember, he's like, our wedding was so beautiful. And I was like, yes, it was. We got married at Mount Vernon Country Club. It was beautiful.
You're making me hate Michigan State right now. I want them to lose so badly. Right, Spadil?
Yeah.
We want him to lose.
Go down, MSU.
Take the helmet off, Jamie.
Spartan something, something.
Fight, fight, fight.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Go right through for MSU. Spartan something, something.
Take off the helmet. Take it off. You're not a Spartans fan.
Yes, I am. I went to the game.
Your ex-husband was.
So I went to the game. Shaw. Anyway, and I'm a biochem mage.
What?
No, that's what he graduated in, his biochem or something. Before he went to med school, that's where he went. You know, not the best school, okay? Yeah. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Got a piece of paper.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so here's the thing. We have a group chat, and we're all gambling. We all gambled on our bracket, and I'm sure all of you have too. And you still have time until 10 o'clock, right, to participate? I did the best thing ever, you guys. So there's 26 of us in this bracket, right? And we're on a group chat of 26 people. Well, no, that's not true. We're in a group chat of like 20 people because some people didn't want to be on the group chat and like, you know, like kind of yee. So they were, Powerball Pete didn't want to be in the group chat. You, BJ, did not want to be in the group chat.
Do not.
And Carson did not want to be in the group chat. So I just texted my friend Jeannie, and she just put you guys in the group chat. And
no.
I know Carson knows how to get out of it, but guess what, Powerball Pete and you, BJ, have no clue how to get out of it. And your phone's going to blow up all day, today, tomorrow, you know, until it ends.
I use my phone to gamble. I don't need a group chat interrupting me all day long when I'm trying to concentrate and make some money, okay?
And whatever you do, Carson, do not tell him how to get rid of it.
I was going
to
say, I'll show you on the
side. No, he doesn't know how. Let's just make him just take it.
Carson, I'll give you $25.
Make it 100. Make it 100. We got a deal. How bad you want that?
Come on, man.
Oh, my God. All right. Anyway, I do think, though, that Michigan has a really good chance to win the whole thing.
I feel like they'll do decent, yeah.
I feel like
Michigan State.
I know.
Michigan State.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Michigan's in it.
I know, but that's our arch enemy. Well, we don't
I know, but I when you say Michigan.
Well, I think the fact that I just sang Spartan, I think they got it.
Not necessarily.
But you can go ahead and
if you just plugged in, you just punched us up. Yeah. You need to say Michigan State
what
when you say it.
What was that word that it was? Okay. Are you suffering from correctile dysfunction? Or maybe you're manterrupting me?
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Carson, how do you get out of this? No, I'm serious. I don't want to be a part of it. I do not.
The reason why I bring up correctile function and manterrupting is because that chick, what's her name again?
Hilaria. Yeah.
Hilaria. She's not very hilarious, is she? Anyway, remember she corrected her husband. She belittled him and Alec Baldwin. And so then yesterday, he apologized while they were laying in bed together. And he looks like such a weak man. It's almost like elder abuse.
It does. It does, yeah.
Because she's so... I don't know.
She's a bully.
She really is a bully. Yeah.
But it's almost getting to the point of like, I feel like they're acting now.
Oh, for the
don't
show?
You?
Yeah.
That's what I feel like it is. Because, I mean, I think that it was genuine when she was rude to him on the red carpet.
You might have a point. Can I tell you why?
Why?
Because I forgot they even had a show. And then yesterday I was like, well, maybe I'll check that show out.
Oh, so
it did work. Yep. Well, I mean, I didn't go.
I do think
it worked.
Her telling him to shut the hell up on the red carpet was real. I think that was real.
Yeah.
But they found a way to play on that to drive people to their show, is what I'm thinking.
I think you're right because it worked on my brain.
Because he wouldn't have, lay in bed with her, act like he's defeated, being called names. He wouldn't sign up for that if it weren't an act.
Yeah, okay. Well, anyway, here's what happened. Here's the...
That was great. You're a winner.
Oh, my God. When I'm talking, you're not talking.
Sorry.
No, when I'm talking, you're not talking. This is why, yes, we'll have to, just cut him out of the show. And that is called, what's the word of the day?
Man interrupting,
which could be a positive, it could be a negative, or it could be a
correctile dysfunction.
Yes, correctile dysfunction. I think that's one of our children trying to get into the room. But you know, the whole point is, because our children are about to come in, the whole point is that we interrupt each other all the time. Okay, so now that we cleared all of that up, I cleared it up. Give me a kiss just so they know that I'm not.
I don't like those two.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't even like their kids.
How many do they have? Like 7?
I don't know.
A lot.
They have so many. Small army. Oh, my God. I mean, I guess I'm glad they have money to afford all those.
Yeah.
Damn. That's a lot of kids.
Isn't she the one that's supposed to be from Spain or somewhere?
She acts like she's...
She got that accent. The accent's not even there now.
I know. It's very bizarre. Where did he find her? On Grindr or something?
Fraud.
Or, I mean, Tinder? Where did they find... Grindr's wrong.
I don't know.
Grindr's... Yeah, that's that one. I mean, if you do, it's fine. I'm no joking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I used to have a producer. He'd literally be right now during the show. He'd get on Grindr, and then he'd go over there and meet some dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Be like, hey, I'm off in 10 minutes.
Yeah. And you know what's the craziest part? I felt so bad for him. His parents never knew he was gay.
No kidding.
But we all did, because, I mean, he was out and stuff. But I just felt bad. I'm
really?
Like, dude, they know. I mean, they know.
Our producer, Spadil?
No, not him. My old producer.
Oh, old producer.
No,
oh, I thought you said our producer.
I apologize.
My bad.
No,
I thought you said our producer. He's on Grindr all morning. He goes over there in a hotel and meets men.
I
thought you were talking about Spadil. I wasn't going to hold it against you, Spadil.
It's all right.
Yeah,
it's all
man.
Right. Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
Did you ever meet Ryan? I think you might have.
I think one time at like a bar bingo or something. Yeah.
Or a hotel.
Oh my God.
Wow.
I'm glad you're laughing.
Yeah.
Okay. He's crying inside.
Makes me feel better that you're laughing.
Bill thinks a buddy.
That was pretty funny. Yeah.
You're not helping.
Yeah. You're
when she said,
it.
When she said, have you ever met Ryan? Yeah, it's a Marriott.
It's right across the street.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That was a little costly, though, for him. He goes to those, like, anyway. Okay, but I just always thought it was so sad. Like, he'd go back at Christmas. I'm like, you need to tell them. And he's like, it would kill them. And I'm like, dude, you're a little light in the loafers. I think they know. Like, because he was just a little bit, you know, like, a little bit femme. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure they know. I would know.
Light in the loafers, huh?
Light.
He wore loafers.
That's a reference something?
Yeah,
when you're light in the loafers?
Yeah, he created the word, so don't
I've never heard that before.
You haven't?
Nope.
He's the one that said it. I didn't. You know, it's like, I have a gay friend. So it's okay to say, right? Everything's fine. All right, anyway, Garth Brooks. I mentioned that everybody thought he did a horrible job. They're saying that he looked really fat.
Fat?
Yeah, not pH either.
Oh.
That he was super chunky. And so, you know, when you gain weight, it pushes down on your vocal cords.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It can change the way you sound.
Yeah,
sure can.
So, and they said he had like 20 chins going on. But, you know, sometimes you drink when you're stressed out and somebody accuses you of sexual... You know, harassment.
Yeah, you do.
You're going to throw down some beers.
Yeah, that's not gone away, has it?
And it has not gone away. Nope. In fact, he filed a motion to have it dropped, and the judge would not accept that. So the judge must have seen something in it.
Yeah, for it to continue like this, because you got to figure with all his money, he's really fought this thing.
For sure. Right?
I mean,
he's
got plenty of cash.
Do you have any of the songs, Schmidel?
I got this clip that they're.
Okay. Can I hear it?
Why is it not?
You need to pull that thing backwards.
The wedding rings are on the spray.
Yeah, hard to tell.
Well, I think it was this part.
Like this, he's singing at the old Opry.
I don't know. All right.
I don't know either.
Well, here we go. Yeah, I can't tell. That's not a bitch. All right, anyway, there you go.
That was solid.
It was.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on a Thursday, 55 for a high today.
BJ and Jamie.
For those of you that have stuck around for this show, you deserve something. You really do. So we have Harlem Globetrotter tickets to give to you. Is this a four-pack or two-pack?
Family four-pack.
Family four-pack.
Cool.
Yeah.
They're coming to Ball Arena, you know. April 3rd.
Yeah.
It's only a couple of weeks away. Did you know that? Do you know they've won every game? Oh, I take that back. Do you know the Harlem Globetrotters did lose a game once?
They did? Really?
Mm-hmm. Sure did. That's what I heard.
To the, what's their names?
Yeah.
The Generals.
Washington Generals.
Yeah. You know who is like them now, though? Is the banana, the banana people.
Yes.
The banana boys.
The baseball team.
Yeah, they play the who? They play the party.
Oh my God.
The Savannah Bananas.
Yeah, the Savannah Bananas.
They're kind of like that. It's kind of like the Harlem Globetrotters for 20.
Of softball or baseball or
yeah,
what?
Yeah, it's baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do like tricks. They're all over social media.
They're all dancing and
stuff. Well, we don't have tickets for that, okay?
I just don't have the piece of paper. So, okay.
Caller,
so, just
Carson,
do it.
Do you have
no, but no. Caller 19.
Okay, fine.
303-22 Alex.
Sorry. Yeah, my very, hand is not
yeah,
in the game.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way.
Well, that's why it's not in the game, because I'm cracking up.
I can't do this.
Yes, you
I can.
Can.
I mean, our boss was just in here, and I swear my phone went off four or five, and I knew what it was. It went off four or five times with our boss standing here, and I wanted to say something to Jamie in front of him, but I didn't want to come off as rude, you know?
Yeah.
I wanted him to have his moment with us before he had to go to a meeting, but I'm over this whole group text thing you've got us into, because I've got basketball to watch today. I don't have time for this. You've basically put handcuffs on my phone for me.
I just added you to a group chat of 25 people. and BJ literally, I mean, I know Carson can get out of it, but BJ has no clue how to get out of it. And I'm dying right now. And Powerball Pete, I added him too. Schmidel, would you like to be in the group chat of 25 people?
No, I'm good.
No, you would. No. Yes, he would.
No.
Schmidel. Guess what the latest one I got is?
What?
Some guy that coaches at Louisville, and somebody wrote, look at this. He's hot. Really? I'm going to be watching Louisville and Creighton, and I'm looking for this coach on the sideline. He's hot. It's
sounds like
girls.
A winner to
stop.
Me.
Yeah.
You're going to love being in our group.
This.
You're going to love it. 25 people.
Powerball Pete just texted, no.
I was so looking forward to this day. And now, look.
Oh, God.
BJ and Jamie.
Time to bounce.
It is time to bounce. Don't forget, it's Dairy Queen's free cone day today. And if you get it dipped for $1, the cone, that is, the money goes to Children's Miracle Network. So it's a really good thing. By the way, somebody on our Facebook page said that you can buy the Crunch Coat on Amazon. And I'll post that for you guys.
Okay.
If you
wow.
Get it dipped anyway. But then
cool.
If you want to
take your own,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, right? Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
But you still need to get it dipped for $1.
I love Dairy Queen ice cream.
Me too. Mm. It's so good.
Delicious.
It's like real whole milk that they use.
Good luck with your bracket.
My bracket. Yep, go your bracket. SIUE.
I mean, it's a crappy bracket,
and
but
Louisville.
Still, good luck.
Louisville, SIUE.
We got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Thursday. We will see you back here tomorrow for a Friday already. Wow.
Oh, that's true.
All right, tomorrow, Friday. We'll see you then. Take care. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.